Marlowe, UK officials orchestrating a massive anti-speech campaign to silence Breitbart. By Pam Key on December 5, 2025. Thursday on Real America's Voices Stinchfield Tonight. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe detailed the British government's anti-speech campaign to silence Breitbart and other American news outlets. Marlowe said, "Yeah. Here's what you need to know, Morgan McSweeney, the name he brought up. He was the one who was the architect of this. He's the single most powerful unelected person in the UK at the moment. He is the top deputy of Keir Starmer, who is the Prime Minister of the UK. Now, all of this originated long before Starmer was the Prime Minister. But here's where it comes from, actually, Starmer was trying to use the government in ways to silence his main political opposition from the left, Jeremy Corbyn, who's a far-left guy. He's sort of a populist, but I don't dig his views on Israel. And I don't think his views on big government in general. So, not a great guy, but he was trying to take out outlets that were pro-Jeremy Corbyn. He said, well, while we're at it, let's take out all these conservative outlets as well. And they really focused on American outlets. Breitbart, of course, was at the top of the list. We're number one, as we always have been for the last decade. When it comes to censorship, we're always the first people they try to censor. But also the Federalist, Zero Hedge, a couple of others that might be familiar to your audience. And so Trump is out of power at this point. He can't do anything. There's no one in Trump's government who can say anything that really matters. And so this goes because Biden is the president. He continued, we know all about it thanks to the research of this investigator named Paul Holden. They've got a book coming out called The Fraud. He's South African guy and reporting in Dropsite News. Which Ryan Grimm was a reporter on this who broke all this. And he's not someone I agree with on everything. But it was really good quality reporting where they go through exactly how this guy McSweeney was orchestrating a massive anti-speech campaign to silence American outlets in the UK. Marlowe added, I expect to hear from Nigel Farage. I expect to hear from Jim Jordan and some House Republicans. And I hope to hear from the Trump administration as well. That they're trying to put pressure on the UK to knock this off and, frankly, try to make things right with us. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.